most of you probably don't realize how historic this is. We haven't seen a partnership with local businesses and the government probably since 1932 during the WPA projects that FDR had. So what we're doing is historic, and it only happens, as Director Sanders said, when we have a unified goal, and that is bridging that digital divide for rural Oklahoma.
Brett Williston, Director of Business Development for Atlas Broadband, spoke in Juan, Oklahoma on Friday to discuss a landmark fiber internet project between Atlas Broadband and the Oklahoma Broadband Office. Executive Director of the Oklahoma Broadband Office, Michael Sanders, says the project is life-changing.
The opportunities here are so endless, and this is life-changing. I don't think the folks here in Juan probably know exactly what's about to happen. But even if the only thing that happens is that that grandmother who lives 2 miles out of town and her grandchildren live two states over, she's able to FaceTime and have a face-to-face interview, or not interview, but have a face-to-face conversation and watch your grandchildren grow up.
The project between Atlas Broadband and the Oklahoma Broadband Office, worth $1.5 million, was funded through federal grants awarded by the Oklahoma Broadband Governing Board. The project in Juan is part of a major expansion effort from the Oklahoma Broadband Office to connect more people with faster internet. Sanders discusses the amount of people that are impacted by these expansion efforts.
The Oklahoma Broadband Office expansion efforts, supported by our federal ARPA funding, we are working to connect more than 66,000 homes and businesses in the state of Oklahoma by the end of this year. And when you talk about people, we will be reaching and touching well over 100,000 Oklahomans who have been unserved or underserved in those communities. And that, I think, is pretty exciting.
In Juan, the project will bring high-speed fiber internet to 80 homes in the town. Mayor of Juan, Mike Stainbrook, discusses the potential economic growth the project brings.
It'll bring, hopefully, more people here. Of course, we don't have a lot of business. Maybe we can get a few more businesses to come in. Hopefully, it will bring more families in. It's a small town. It's older generations starting to go on, and we need to refresh. We need to bring more people in. That's what's going to do it for us. This will help.
In Juan, Brian McSweeney, Bartlesville Radio News.